All right, going to have a pause on the Rapture series, and today I'm going to give a topic on increase of wickedness and the spread of the gospel. Increase of wickedness and the spread of the gospel. And it goes along with the last day's eschatology, as you might wonder, how come if there is going to be increase of wickedness, how can the gospel be spread with the increase of wickedness? Seems to be like two contradictory statements here. Increase of wickedness at the same time spreading of the gospel. How can it be? Well, if you listen to what Jesus said, and if you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, that's going to be our scripture today, verse 12 to 14. And Jesus said, this is what he said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. He's in the last days, he's talking here, and because of lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Okay, now here we see the love of many will become cold. If the love of many are going to be cold, how can the gospel be spread to the ends of the world? You know, I had seen this scripture before, but I never really got into that. Okay? And it's because some people take these two scriptures in a two different way. Some people take it the verse 12 in last days, there's going to be lawlessness and, you know, things are going to happen. And some people take verse 14 in a different way and say, well, before Jesus comes, it's going to be a glorious era that is going to come. And everybody is, it's going to be a lot of peace, and gospel will go forth, and many will come to know the Lord, and the Lord will come. So, I believe he's talking the same context here. I don't think you can separate the scriptures here. So if the love of many will become cold, how can the gospel be spread throughout the nation? Doesn't make sense to us, does it? But if you listen to the sermon, if you go to the very end, you will understand what I'm talking here. Now let's see what Jesus said, where lawlessness is going to be increased. That's what he says here, the lawlessness is going to be increased. And it is a fact today that we see this truth happening in front of our eyes. Lawlessness have increased. Now, there's another, if you cross-reference this scripture to another scripture where Paul said, it really goes along together. If you turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy 3, 1. And you can hold on to Matthew 24:12 and turn to 2 Timothy 3:1. And Apostle Paul said, I'm going to read from New King James Version. And he says here, 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Basically talking the same thing what Jesus said. There will be lawlessness that's going to increase. And Paul says in the last days, perilous times will come. Now, if you have an ESV, English Standard Version Bible, or the New American Standard Version, it may say difficult times will come. But if you have a New International Version, it will say terrible times will come. What does it mean? One version says difficult times, another version says perilous times, another one says terrible times. The Greek word, that's why you need to get into the Greek here and see what does the Greek say here. So the Greek word here is kalipos, spelled as C-H-A-L-E-P-O-S, kalipos. It has the meaning, it has several meanings, okay? The meaning of Greek word kalipos means very hard times, and also very troublesome times, also very dangerous times, also fierce times, and also savage times, and also very grievous times. So you can put any of those words according to the context, but I think all those words have basically the same meaning and same things. We have hard times, troublesome times, grievous times, savage times. We can see these savage times in front of the TV. You can see how the terrorism has brought us into a totally different era today. I mean, the times that we are living is extremely savage. We have never ever heard those times before. Suicide, car bombings, and everything's blowing up planes and everything, what is happening here, it is savage time. It is dangerous time. It's very grievous time. And also, people are living in not in easy times anymore. Very hard times. I don't like politics, but we need to take these things with the Bible and the current situation, what is happening in the country. And if you look at the midterm elections, the nation voted on national issues. It hardly happens on a midterm election. The most important issue for the people was what is happening in Iraq. In Iraq, terrorism is winning. That's the way we see that Americans are losing the battle and things are getting out of control. And it's becoming not better and better and better every day goes, but it's becoming worse. It's becoming bad to worse. The result was the change of a government. The Republicans lost and the Democrats won the House and the Senate. The Defense Secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, had to find the exit door. On the other hand, if the U.S. was winning the war in Iraq and there was peace in Iraq, Rumsfeld would have been a hero. He would have stayed. Republicans could have won. But if you look at the picture very carefully, I have been thinking about this. If you look at the picture very carefully, the terrorists were able to change the government here. They were very influential. The terrorists were able to get rid of Rumsfeld. And they were boasting of that in the newspapers. What I'm trying to say is evil is ruling the world. This is all because of sin. The terrorists are lawless. They shall not abide any law. They are lawless people. They will do whatever they want to. They are criminals, lawless people. And Jesus said, and lawlessness will increase. If you haven't seen that today, you see that very clearly. Lawlessness have increased, is increasing. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. This is exactly what Jesus predicted in the last days, that the lawlessness will increase. And we see today violent, savage times in front of our eyes. We had never ever dreamt of these times 20 years ago. It's not going to get better, it's going to become worse as we go on. Iran and Korea working hard to get the nuclear bomb. Why? So they can fell to the terrorists. Iran boldly said, their goal is to wipe up Israel from the map. I mean, this is a fact. You can read in the newspaper. On Friday, November the 10th, the Deputy Defense Minister of Israel, he suggested that Israel might be forced to launch a military attack against Iran, Iran's nuclear program. Because before they attack us, we have to defend ourselves. And he said that his Deputy Minister of Israel, Ephraim Snare, a former general, told the Jerusalem Post on the 10th of November, I'm going to quote, "I consider it as a last resort. If nothing is going to work, that would be the last resort. But even the last resort is sometimes the only resort," he said, "because they have to exist as a nation." So, what did Jesus say? The last day is what? Lawlessness is going to increase. Not only that, God is going to... We don't know what's going to happen, because if you read about 2 days ago in Jerusalem, I don't know whether you guys are reading the newspapers or not, they had the gay parade in Jerusalem. You think God is going to... Of course, no. You know, just imagine in Jerusalem having a gay parade. And this is what's happening in the world. It's getting worse and worse, bad to worse. Now, there's not going to be a peaceful, democratic Middle East. President Bush may have a visionary goal, but it's not going to happen, according to the Bible. Not going to happen. I don't see it happening in the Bible. I don't see it. Do you know why the elections are held on Tuesday after the first Monday in November? Anybody knows why? It's interesting if you study the history. Why early November? So much of the history of America was predominantly, we were agricultural type society. People were farmers when these laws were made. Lawmakers therefore took into account that the November was the most convenient month for the farmers and the rural workers to travel long distance to the poles, because the November, the fall harvest was over and the weather is mild for their travel. It's the best season for them to travel. And the harvest is over. And why Tuesday then? Why not Monday? Huh? Anybody can guess. Let me tell you why. Most residents of the rural Americans, they had to travel a significant distance to the county seat in order to vote. Monday was not considered reasonable. Why? Because most people, if they had to vote on Monday, they had to travel what day? Sunday. And they will not travel on Sunday, because that's the day they would attend church. They will not travel on Sunday because that's the day they regarded Sunday as the Lord's Day. They will not travel on Sunday. Sunday was the worship. Sunday worship was most important to them. That's why they would go after the Lord's Day, Monday. What about today? What about today? That's why it's so important to learn the history, so important to read the newspapers, so important to read the Bible and put all things together. So important that we need to let people know what is going on. But today, Sunday, is not the Lord's Day anymore. It's your day. It's people's day. That's the day everybody will do their work. Sunday, I can do my work now. Sunday is the day that people watch all the sports events. Are there on Sunday? To watch the movies, you know, to enjoy the flesh. And there are some churches, they have the Sunday, not Sunday, Saturday evening service, so people can watch the soap, sports events on Sunday. We see a nation that is backsliding fast. Jesus said the hearts of many will become cold, and we can see that happening. When you take the history and what happened in the history in this nation that is founded upon the Ten Commandments, upon God, godly men during that time when they didn't have enough Bibles, they imported Bibles, the Congress imported Bibles from Europe because they have a lack of Bibles. We are living in totally different days than people's hearts have become cold due to the increase of wickedness. Americans are under attack from Islamic extreme groups from every corner of the world. Homosexuals are mocking holy matrimony. The lesbians and the feminists are attacking everything that is sacred. Liberal judges have completely rewritten the Constitution. You can burn the American flag, kill a million babies a year, but don't say the word God in public. That's where we are now today. You cannot say the word God in public. Is this a Christian nation? Absolutely not. It is a post-Christian nation. It's a backsliding Christian nation. It's an apostate nation. At the same time, there's an apostasy in the church. Apostasy means a falling away from the truth. Apostate church, according to John Owen, apostate church is when wicked, sinful, worldly men are received and welcomed as Christian brothers and sisters into the church. And when they are made partakers into the Church of Christ and into the ministry, as we see the apostate church today, there is no true repentance and obedience of Christ. They continue in their sins. And there's a form of godliness, but it's only outwardly, inwardly, there is no holiness in there. There will be a great falling away of the church before the appearance of the Antichrist. There's going to be a great, great falling of the church. And if you turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. And it says here, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, an apostasy first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And I believe this is going to be a man. It's very clear in the scriptures, it is not a society, but a man of sin is going to be revealed. And not only that, it's so clear that man of sin will be revealed, and also the son of perdition. It goes even clearer. And it's going to be an antichrist who will be revealed. And it's going to be a falling away. There are a lot of antichrists today. There are a lot of Antichrist organizations today, but there is going to be the Antichrist who is going to be revealed. I believe we are not that far from these days, as days are getting darker and darker. And I have a flyer here, a flyer from Watchtower Society, Jehovah's Witnesses. This is what the flyer says. The end of false religion is near. And then he goes on to say, spreads of false doctrine. A lot of churches are spreading the false doctrines. And this is how you know that the end is near. And who says that? The watchtower, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Here you find a full-blown cult trying to teach the public about a false religion. This shows the spiritual standard of the church today. How far we have fallen that a full-blown cult comes and tells us what's going to happen. Because they are saying that we are preaching the false religion. And they are putting up all these things. So this shows the spiritual standard of the church today. The standard of doctrine in the church, discipline in the church, you know, the lifestyle of the people in the church. The result is what? Apostasy. These false religions will rise and they will proclaim that they are the true church. But look what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, and especially verse 14. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Yet, with all these things, with the darkness of gloom and sin and wickedness, that is going to increase and more, the gospel is going to be preached throughout all the world, throughout all the nations, before the end. How can this be? When the church is morally declining, how can this be? That's the question. But let us see from a godly, from a perspective of God, from a biblical perspective here. We see from a human perspective, standard of this world, we don't understand this. But if you see from a biblical perspective, from God's perspective, we understand this. Because most people see the church as an outwardly. Most people see the church as an outward big buildings. They see the church as the size of their congregation, their wealth, their popularity. This is how not the Lord is going to see the church. The Lord sees the church not as the world sees. The Lord sees the inside, the heart, inside of the heart. The church is not a building. But true Christians are people who gather to worship the Lord. God sees the church as His obedient bride. He sees the church that are holding, truly holding to the doctrines of Christ and are still, who lives in purity. This is a church of the minority, not the majority. The worldly church is what you see are the big buildings, the mega churches, the popular churches. Most of them are the apostate church. The world will hate the true church. Because it's always the minority. It is not loved by the world, but by hated by the world. Even throughout the Old Testament, God always had His remnant. Even if you remember Noah and his family, that was the remnant. The minority. Even when Israel and Judah were destroyed, there was still a remnant of true believers who were scattered. In 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30, let me read it for you. 2 Kings 19:30. It says, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. So always a remnant. It was a, remember, when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Judah, there still was a remnant. Daniel, Ezekiel, there was a remnant. You know, when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The early church, remember how the church was persecuted? Many tried to wipe away, and the enemy tried to wipe away the church by torturing and killing the Christians. But the spread of Christianity could not be stopped. Roman Catholic Church, the enemy of the church, burned the true saints of God. The worldly church, the church wanted to destroy the true saints of God. But the church, yet, there's a small thread always continues. The small thread, all the way through history, from Genesis, all the way up to the Lord, there's a little thread always continuing. And these people could be very small, like over here, few people here, and a few people there, another few people other parts of the world. That's the church. It's not how the world sees it, as a huge church. No, absolutely not. And it is the same. Today, as we see the worldly church, the mega church, the popular churches, this is not the true church. And their ministry will continue. You can see how these ministers are living in lavish, comfortable condition ways, and their lifestyle doesn't conform to the gospel, what they preach. Today, there's so much high technology. And the people can hear the sermons through the website. The true churches, they have their website that are very good. There are a lot of good websites. Good website that you can find that there are sermons, even our sermons, go to the uttermost parts of the world. We have over 500 people daily visiting our website. And there are sermons that are downloaded daily, and people are listening. There are many who are listening to these sermons online and downloading and listening. Now, these are people from, today I look from Zambia to China to Iceland to Malaysia to England to countries that we have even helped. So here we see, what do we see? Increase of lawlessness is going to be increased. At the same time, because of high technology, we see what? The gospel is being spread to all parts of the nation. The gospel is being spread. And that's what we see here today. So wickedness and lawlessness is increasing, but at the same time, the Lord is using the true church, the remnant, the minority in preaching the gospel. Well, once we see that, we understand Matthew chapter 25, verse 12-14. And because of lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. We see that's happening. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the one who endures to the end are the elect, the true elect of God. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. And it's happening today. It's happening. Whoever thought that we would receive orders from, we don't have to go to Africa to preach the gospel. I don't have to spend one penny to take an airplane to go and preach the gospel to the people so I can give my sermon. And you can see they are getting the sermons today. You're getting many orders. Chris is sending many orders. And people are downloading sermons. And that's amazing what God is doing. And when I see from that perspective, of course there are, because of high technology, because of communication, there are missionaries who can go to those parts of the world today. Today you take an airplane and go to a certain country. It's not like before we couldn't do those things. We had to take a ship or a boat. You got to wait for months. It's not easy. within a few hours, you can be in another country. And because of technology, there is the spread of the gospel at the same time. And this is where we can be encouraged as a body here. We can be small, but our God is big. And we can be encouraged that the Word of God is against all the odds. That's why sometimes we, even when we don't understand, we can see the result, what God is doing. So it's better to see the result, what God is doing, so that we can be encouraged. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we praise you, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this fellowship, Lord. As we don't see, a lot of times we may get discouraged, Lord. As we may be small, but God Almighty, we can see how the prisoners are writing for materials. How we can see letters coming from other parts of the world. They are asking for orders. How when we get into the website, we see so many people have got into our website from all the way from China, from Brazil, from Argentina, from Zambia to New Zealand, to all these countries, Lord. And they are downloading this sermon. They are downloading the articles. And we can see, even through the website, the statistics shows how many downloads they are doing every day. So, Father, with all these things, what is happening, we are blessed, Lord. We may be small here, but thank you, Lord, for using us for your glory. We pray and ask, Lord, that we are the minority, that we would be faithful to your calling, Lord. That we will not fall into sin as the worldly church, Lord. That we would not follow their ways, Lord. That our flesh would not be, tempted to become like the worldly church. Because it's so easy to be tempted to the worldly things and to follow their ways. We pray and ask, Lord, that you would use each one of us according to the talents you have given us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.